Welcome to another Crittenden Press online podcast. I'm your host, Chris Evans. Let's get right to the show. The second season starts Friday night, kickoff at 7 o'clock at Hallsville. Crittenden County goes into the Class 2A playoffs, 3-7 overall. The Rockets were 2-2 in their district. They play Hancock County from the 2nd District, 1st Region. Hancock, the Hornets, were 6-4 and 3-1 in the district. The only loss to 3rd-ranked Owensboro Catholic in overtime. So this is going to be a tough game for the Rockets. Crittenden County has played Hancock County several times over the past 10 or 15 years. We're in the same district in Class A for 8 seasons. So, Coach Starnes, we know this program, and we know they're a good football team.
Yeah, and what we do know is they're solid. They're always going to have big, physical, thick players that play hard. The coaching staff does a great job. They run the wing tee offensively, and they run it well. Defensively, they're sound in what they do. They run a 5-man front. Usually play halves coverage, and we just have to be able to execute and take advantage of some of the things that they give us defensively. And offensively, we know that they're going to run the wing tee. They feature a fullback that runs well, runs hard. He's big. You know, he's powerful, and what he will do is drag two or three guys with him and has decent enough speed that he can break it. Then they have another kid, number two, that runs the ball real well, and he's probably their speed. What they do it well. We just have to make sure we execute. Coach Clark has a good game plan going into this week and see if we can get some things done and shut them down a little bit.
Coach Clark, defensive coordinator for the Rockets. These guys, it looks like a 1-2-3 punch out of the backfield. Almost everything they do is running the football. Mm-hmm. Don't throw it very much at all. In fact, the quarterback there, Court Morris, I think is his name, he only completes about 3 passes a game, you know, if that. So if we can stop the run, are we going to be in pretty good shape?
Well, they throw the ball enough to make you honor it, but their game plan is to run the football. And, like Al said, they run the wing tee, and they do some things with the fullback, and we got to honor that first and foremost. So we're going to bunch it up inside and stop the fullback. But then that also opens up the outside. And they have that number two has good speed, and they run a toss with him and a jet motion and hand it off to him as well. But their offense is a lot of misdirection. And they run it well. I mean, everything they do, they complement, the next play. But I tell you what, we've had a good week of practice. We've had a good defensive practice week. Our kids feel confident and they're focus on what we have to stop and our responsibilities. And, I feel good about our chances going into Friday night.
Their two top running backs each have rushed for right at 1,000 yards, Justin Hamilton and Dylan Hubbard. I'm not sure which one the fullback is.
I'm not sure the names of them. Yeah. We know it's 21 and 2.
Yeah. I think Hamilton is the fullback, and he has a few more yards, just a very few more than the other kid. And then, like you said, I think he's rushed for 9 touchdowns. The other one has 8 touchdowns. And then this other boy, who's their third best running back, Tyler Morris, he's rushed for 8. So they've got plenty of guys out of the backfield. But now, traditionally, when we play teams that are just run-oriented, we have pretty good results.
Yeah, and, the thing is, though, that we're having to move people around because we don't have our full complement of our players in our line. And so what we have to do is we have to move a couple of our linebackers to play defensive ends and stuff like that. So, we're still shorthanded there. I mean, if you go into this game with everybody that you have you don't worry as much about it because that they're capable of doing it. When you move a linebacker to play defensive line, you worry about whether or not he's going to be physical enough on an offensive lineman, to be able to hold his own, or is he going to try to sidestep him and bypass him. If that happens, then you worry about him getting kicked out and open a hole up. So, that's our concern. And it's been the way it is all year. It's always, trying to survive and trying to get by games and moving people around and not being able to play the people in the positions that they're supposed to. So, but like Vince said, we've had a great week of practice. They know, they understand what they're going to do. And it's just a matter of us being able to stop, what they do best.
This week we have out Devin Wallace, who blew his knee in the Murray game, and then Eli Bebout, who was ejected in the Caldwell County game, and this year's two-game suspension, so he's out. And he could play the following week if we advance in the playoffs. Of course, Devin Wallace is out for the rest of the season. So, you know, we have got a couple of main guys out now, but it's a little better. Dusty Hernandez will be back this week. He's our second leading rusher on the season. And I believe he is our leading rusher on the season. And we're gonna look a little better in the backfield, have a 1-2 punch with he and Grant Gardner. And then you got the fullback, Brendan Phillips, who's been running the ball a lot better the last two or three weeks. So, you know, Hancock County, over the course of the series, Crittenden County has had a difficult time with Hancock the last few years. They hold a 7-6 advantage in the series. We've played them 13 times. We've never played Hancock County in the playoffs. But here's one good statistic, thanks to Andy Hunt, we know, is that the Rockets are 4-2 at Hallsville, Coach Starnes. This is so we've got the upper hand when we go up there.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know what to say about that. I mean, it's a physical place to play. I mean, they do a great job. You know, I can remember going there and beating them. We had Josh Cozart, and it's been a while back. But I also remember going when they had Travis Hatwell and us getting beat, and Swindell, which, I mean, just great players that Hancock has had. And it just goes to show that program. I know Mark Peach was there when we played there, and he was at Campbellsville, played at Campbellsville, and has been around this area. So, you know, I mean, they do an excellent job there. They're good football tradition. I understand that their field doesn't hold water very well. I mean, it doesn't drain very well. And a lot of the films that we watched, the field's sloppy. I know it rained last night, and I'm expecting a sloppy field. And it's just what it is. And I know that people's been telling us, though, that their fans get behind the opposing team, the visiting team, mm-hmm. and they make comments that kind of make you upset and talk about the players and coaches and stuff. So, you know, we're asking our fans, we need a support to come and stand behind us, a shield behind us, where let our fans be behind us, because we're playing for Crittenden County. So we don't want to be able to worry about or have to worry about Hancock fans behind us and saying things and stuff like that. So we're asking them to stand behind us and line that fence down there and make sure it's a Crittenden Rocket instead of a Hancock Hornet.
Mm-hmm. Of course, they've had one loss in their district, which is the second district in the first region, and that was I'm not sure that game was it at Owensboro Catholic or at
is it at Hancock?
And that game that went down to the wire.
You know, and you know that you have to give credit to Hancock. I think Owensboro Catholic shot themselves in the foot a few times, but Hancock hung in there, and Owensboro Catholic jumped on them early, two or three touchdowns, and might have laid down a little bit, but you know, they're just a team that don't quit. You know, they get after you, they play hard. You know, they play Butler County for the. For second place in the district and in week 9, and you watch them, and they have to complete a pass, probably a 15-20 yard pass for a first down when it was 4th and 13 in order to beat them, and they complete it. So, you know, when they do throw it, he's capable of throwing it. They just don't have to throw it very often.
Coach Clark, going into this game, we talked about the Hornets just being a rushing attack. Who on our defense? Who's your pick to click this week? Who's got to click? Who's got to do the right things? I know, you know, you want all 11 to do the right thing, but who's really got to step up? If they play a good game, we can win this.
Well, no doubt about it. In order for us to compete for a victory Friday night, all 11 of our kids on the field have to fulfill their duty, because, you know, they run trap, they run cross block, they run jet motion and try to challenge you on the outside. They'll go play action and run those two guys inside on seams. But, you know, it's going to have to start up front with Stephon Cozart. We have him right in the middle of our defense. And the two linebackers behind him, Brendan and Grant Gardner, you know, they're going to be keying the fullback. And then once we have success there, then it's going to spill out where Bobby Knox and Bryce Willis at the defensive ends, you know, are going to have to contain. And then when their kids block down, they're going to have to squeeze and be football players. And then probably there's going to be a lot of pressure on our strong safety, Wes Evers, because he's going to be responsible for those seams. And then when those slot backs block, then he's going to be responsible for scraping and helping out on the jet sweep and the rocket toss that they run when they try to get outside. But everybody's got to roll this week, and everybody's clear on what they have to do in order for us to compete for victory.
A little different look defensively this week, it sounds like, than what customarily we do.
It's a little bit. I mean, we're basically a four-man front, 4-3, cover two. You're going to see some five-man front, but we always have the ability to mix it up and play what the situation gives. And hopefully, you know, what we want to do is put them in passing situations, put them in a situation where they're doing something they're not comfortable with.
Of course, around the region, some other games, Caldwell County will play Butler County. That game will be at Princeton. And Reedland will be at Owensboro Catholic, which is the favorite to win this region, come out of the first. And Union County will be at Murray, which is probably the other good matchup in the first round. Union County, I'm not sure if they've got everybody back, but they've had some injuries like we have. And if they've got everybody healthy, that could be a fairly interesting matchup, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think it could. I think, you know, Caldwell is a better ball club than Butler, but Butler does some things that presents a problem for them. But, you know, I think Murray-Union matchup, I think they favor well. And I said, you know, that can go either way. We had a meeting this weekend, the WKC meeting, and we rode with Steve, and, you know, we were talking about, you know, if both teams win this ball game, then Union County has to come to Crittenden County for a round two. So, you know, it's still a possibility we can play at home, and we are using it in motivation, and you know, hopefully we can get, you know, go to Hallsville and come back with a victory, and Union County go to Murray, come back with a victory, and we can face each other one more time at home. And that'd be nice. But we, you know, we do know what it's a monumental task to do that. We're going to have to play a mistake-free ball game, and they're going to have to play under what they're capable of playing. And I don't think it's going to be a matter of us not playing hard. It's just going to be a matter of whether or not we can stop what they do well.
Well, I know that teams we play that have a lot of speed, that always concerns me going to the game. I always say nobody's going to beat us up, but teams will outrun us. And this is not a team that's not necessarily going to outrun us, I don't think. Do you?
No, I think number two has some good speed. I think their scheme that they do, they present some misdirection and deception like the wing tee does, and it freezes you and it doesn't allow you to open up and do, you know, go where you're supposed to go right now because of the misdirection. So, you know, you have to give credit to the coaching staff because they realize that, you know, some people go to a wing tee offense because they have speed. I know we went to a wing tee offense because we didn't have speed, and I think it freezes you and it holds one side of the line.
Okay, this is a kickoff at 7 p.m. It's been a little confusing this year with a lot of different start times, but this is a 7 o'clock game. It's a solid 2.5 hours probably up there, isn't it? Especially if you stop and grab something to eat.
Yeah, I mean, we're relying on 2 hours for us to go straight through. We're going to get something on, give them something on the bus right before they go, and we're planning on 2 hours. If it takes a little bit longer, it takes a little bit longer. My concern is when we have to leave. Our leave time, you know, basically is 3 o'clock because of school, because the bus that we have to use is a vocational bus, so it doesn't get back until 2:50, and we can't leave any earlier than that. And so, therefore, I think it's probably going to be more like 3:15 before we get out. And when we do that, then we're going to be behind some buses as we head out. So, you know, I mean, it's going to throw off routines, and you know, we've been that way all year, though. I mean, so we played a lot of homecomings and had to be off the field. Some let us know early. Some didn't let us know until we got there. So, you know, we've been adapting and adjusting all year. So there's no difference for the playoff game. And we're about used to it now. We don't want to make this a habit, but, you know, we're used to it now. And, you know, we'll adjust and we'll play it and let what happens.
Well, this has been a crazy up and down season. a lot of down. Hopefully we'll have an up this week. Yeah,
but I want to make sure that the fans know. I mean, our kids are great. Yeah. It's been a pleasure to coach these guys this year, and it's been fun. And the kids that have made the right decisions and doing what's right, it has been a blessing. And those that didn't, hopefully they'll learn from be better because of it.
Okay, we'll see you at Hallsville, 7 o'clock kickoff Friday night. Class 2A playoff starts.